Soon you will know who'll be the best in the Eurovision Song Contest. Katie Boyle never sang, did she?
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event.
With Kieran Ori Tuttiot.
The Eurovision Showcase.
Belgium.
What a beautiful song there, don't you think? That's Stella representing Belgium at the 1982 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, up in Harrogate in Yorkshire, right here in the United Kingdom. With the song, C'est tu à ma musique. That came fourth for Belgium. Only 1 point behind the third place song, which was Switzerland's, what was her name? Ailette Zola with Amour en Thème, one of my favourites here. C'est tu aimes ma musique means if you like my music. And I hope you like that. I love that entry. And Belgium have got an awesome entry this year. Gustav with Because of You. Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm Kieran Ori Tuttiot, and I'm here with you until the top of the next hour, playing you some of the greatest tunes from the Eurovision Song Contest, and as well previewing our journey to Merseyside and to Liverpool for the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest. I'm going to be with you every Sunday, 5 p.m, Forest FM 92.3 and 98.9 FM, and online, of course, We're on Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel as well. You can get in contact with us on social media, Twitter, Facebook. And you can fill out a form for a request on our website, escshowcase.com. But now we're going to fly over the North Sea to this beautiful country.
Representing Norway.
And Norway had their national final last week. Last night. Of course. Yes. Lissandra won Melody Grand Prix last night. Very exciting voting, but she pretty much kicked butt in all layman's terms. So Norway selected the song Queen of the Kings, beating Eureka, who won Melody Grand Prix in 2020. The song Attention, one of the pre-contest favourites, one of my husband Rob's very favourite songs too. She came third or fourth, I think it was, last night. And, yeah, it was a bit of a shock, actually, I must admit, because I thought she was going to win hands down. However, I'm never always right, am I? No. None of us are. So we shouldn't be. So anyways, rabbiting on, let's hear Queen of the Kings from Lissandra representing Norway at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, my gosh, it is really happening, isn't it?
2023.
Queen of the Kings, running so fast, spit in the wind. Nothing in this world can stop the spread of the wings. She, Queen of the Kings, broken her case, throwing the keys. She will be the warrior for North and South Seas. The raven hair, it's dark as night. Icy eyes, out of sight, out of sight. Her heart is bright, is warm and bright. Her smile awakes the northern.
Norway.
haunting tones of Secret Garden and the song Nocturne that won for Norway at the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, what a performance. Wow, that was quite a moving piece of music, isn't it? No wonder why it won. That year, the United Kingdom entry had Love City Groove, you remember, with Love City Groove. In the morning, when the sun shines down on your body,
really making love now.
Oh, I know I always mention it, but my friend Char up in Wickham here in Hampshire, me and her, when we first met, we came together and loved Love City Groove. We all knew the words. It was scary, really scary. Oh, you know when you just connect with somebody and you're like, oh, I like you. Oh, dear. Anyway, it's time to move on. We've got a request now. Javier Liel in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, listens to us online. Hello, Javier. Diehard Eurovision fan and as a lover of all things Swedish. But he has requested a song today from Belgium's national final, which took place a couple of weeks ago. Yes, and so we head over to Belgium once again, and they're one of the songs that was in their national finals, as I say, and he has requested Hunter Falls and Oh La La. Yes, so here we go. Let's fly over Le Manche de la Belgique. Hunter Falls, Oh La La.
So excited that it tastes, I ain't even tried it. I don't wanna go home alone. Cause you give me that ooh la la. Got me spinning that moo la la. No, nothing can compare to the way you move. Yeah, baby, I know myself. I don't wanna have no one else. No, nothing can compare to the way you move. Come on. Taken in by all the ways you turn me on. Oh, let's fall tonight. I'll show you I can love you every way but wrong. Baby, I won't survive it if we leave here ununited. Gotta make that body mine. Oh, mine. Cause you give me that.
Any previous shows? Do you want to find out more about the show? Never fear, Kieran is here. Head to our website, escshowcase.com.
Turkey.
Turkey.
2002.
Turkey.
92.3 and 98.9 Forest FM. Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel and online, including Spotify and Mixcloud.
Was Turkey 2002, very ethnic there, and that was I'm going to try and pronounce her name, Buket Bigisu and Sapphire with Lilac Soldu Kalbinde, which means lilacs are fading in your heart.
Buket, not bouquet.
Oh, Richard!
Kieran does coffee. quite a good impression of Miss Heisek.
I do. Coffee in 10, Lisbeth.
This is not a phone. What is it? This is not a Chinese restaurant or something, isn't it?
Oh,
it's a slimline telephone in an exemplary area.
This is a pearl slimline white telephone with last number redial. Well, you cannot have a portion of. Of
of Charlie, whatever it was,
of, so funny. Of 94 and portion of fries and egg fried rice.
Oh, I could go with some egg fried rice. I love it, delicious.
We could have it tonight if you wanted, but
no, because you're making a chicken Brussels sprout thing. Found in the that sounds revolting when you say it like that, but it actually looks really tasty.
Yeah,
I do like a sprout, but they don't necessarily agree with me. Anyway, moving on from that.
No Dutch ovens tonight, please.
None at all. No. If I do, I'll make sure the cats are in the room and I'll blame them.
Well, the way that Holly's being at the moment. True. Oh, she's leaving presents for us when we come downstairs in the morning to feed them.
Yeah, they can go out. They're not locked in. She just doesn't. And we have a litter tray as well, just in case, which Holly has never used. She's never liked to use, even when she had her own. She's always gone outside. I don't know why she doesn't like the litter tray. She's because it's winter and cold, she wants to not bother going outside at all. So she leaves us with, presents on the wooden floor. Luckily, it's always on. She always likes going on wooden surfaces, which is better than on carpet, thank God.
Oh, if it was on carpet, God knows what I'd do, Rob.
I'm constantly in the morning clearing up poo.
Yeah. Sorry if you're eating your dinner.
Yeah,
folks.
Sorry. Anyway, or I think it's time for something else. We move on from this.
I think that's probably...
Cat poo and heart's bouquet.
What an intro.
Absolutely.
It's time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
So anyway, I have a hat full of years and a hat full of countries, and we try to get a song that matches. I'm going to pull out a... here we are, I've got one.
I hope you pull
on
a country out first.
It's the one we watched last night, Norway.
Oh, Norway.
And we're going there next year. Yay. Not been to Norway before.
No.
Kira and I are planning a trip down the around the south coast from Oslo to Stavanger.
I hope so.
Yes. Because another trip I want to do in Norway is drive up the coast from Bergen to Tromsø, but that's going to be that'll be another holiday to have. Anyway, I'm going off on tangent again.
Yeah.
Right, so we should have most years for Norway, shouldn't we? If not every year.
Pretty much. They debuted here in the United Kingdom. They debuted in London in the Royal Festival Hall on the South Bank of the Thames, right, not too far from the London Eye.
Oh, I love the South Bank.
In 1960.
South Bank's good for a pub crawl.
It is, indeed.
Anyway, haven't they had the most nil points?
Yes.
Even now, with our record recently.
Don't worry.
Up until last year. Thank you, Sam Ryder. You've redeemed us. Right, okay. 2017. That's quite recent.
Oh, so this is... oh gosh, Grab the Moment by Joust and Alexander.
This didn't qualify, did it?
Of course it did.
Oh yes.
It came in the top 10, I'm sure. Or it came 10th at least, I'm sure. Yes, it did. 10th with 158 points.
It was the following year that it was How to Write a Song. Wasn't it? That
yes.
Because he was, that was Alexander Wright back again, wasn't it? I remember, because I remember liking it. I remember he, bless him, he had the flu, didn't he? And if you look at the live performance, he looks very pale and sweaty. Right.
Yeah.
And so
you're not about Alexander Rybak.
Yeah, the following year, sorry. And I think he did a good job to perform it, because I think if I'd had the flu, the last thing I'd want to do is get on stage and jive around and pulsate around the... He did a very good job.
Pulsate. Thanks, Rob.
What I mean.
Okay. So inappropriate. Anyways, so here we go. Alexander and Joust with Grab the Moment. They ended up coming 10th, as I say. So they didn't do very well at all in the telly vote. They only got 29 points. Okay. And the largest amount of points that they got was 6 from Sweden and Lithuania. And then in the jury, the largest amount of points that they got was 10. And 2 of those 10 points were from San Marino and Estonia. Oh, no, they got 12 points from Germany. My apologies, in the jury. So, and then Lithuania gave them 10. So, yeah, it's not all bad. But, I'm not a big fan of it. But it's pleasant. And, you know, you can't complain about that.
Jeez, 2017.
Can you not talk over the jingle, please?
Sorry.
Carry on.
I said, gee, curb your enthusiasm.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Rude. Anyways. Before me and Rob have fisticuffs, let's play the song. And we're going back to Norway. Joust, Grab the Moment. With Alexandra as well.
They're reading like a book that is open. We're pushing on a bag and I'm joking. I'm looking for a sign while it's stepping on my mind. But I hide behind a simple mind and notion. I try to act cool, but I'm boiling. Feeling like a fool that was chosen. Try to keep myself calm while my head is getting bombed. Really need to get that good vibe going. So when it's all or nothing, I put my nerves in the coffin. So when it's all or nothing, I put my nerves in the coffin. I'm gonna kill that voice in my head. I don't care about falling. I'm gonna grab the moment. I'm gonna grab the moment. I'm gonna kill. Getting kinda heavy on my shoulders. Try to stand straight, but I'm boneless. Got a pocket full of pros while I'm walking on my toes. And I'm coping with the map that is roadless. Got eyes in my neck, but I'm absent. I'm quiet in the corner seeking action. I wanna be bold, but I'm only getting old. I need to stop drowning in distractions. So when it's all or nothing, better get that good vibe buzzing. So when it's all or nothing, I get that good vibe buzzing. I'm gonna kill that voice.
All I care about falling. I'm gonna grab the moment. I'm gonna kill that voice in my head. I don't care about falling. I'm gonna grab the moment. There's a calling for that leap, got no control. But I know there's a fire in my soul, hidden deep in that beat. There's a calling for that leap, got no control. But I know there's a fire in my soul. I'm gonna kill that voice in my head. I don't care about falling. I'm gonna grab the moment.
Joust and Alexandra with Grab the Moment. Right here on the Eurovision Showcase, Norway 2017. Rob's round of requests this week. Thank you very much, Roberto Owingtons, for your request. And sorry, I was maybe sounding a bit negative there. I didn't mean it, honestly. So anyways, time for a new entry for the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest. And we're going to now listen to the song.
Representing Slovenia.
Yes, the beautiful country. Oh, the former Yugoslav
2023.
So, it's Joker out with Carpe Diem. It's sung in Slovenian. And this is quite a nice tune, actually. I really like it. I hope you do too.
Vedno imam besed, da na klet pod nogamiške, mi pa bežimo s prepiha. 810 tisoč let moraš delat le, da duša malo zadiha. Ti loviš, če preživiš, ti ničesar ne dobiš, si tega res želiš. Igra sovraštva je za vas, hvala lepa, ne računajte na nas. Na nas, mi bomo celo noč plesali. Ljubili se in se igrali, kot danes jutri več ne bo. Ne bomo šteli ur do zore. Odplaknil vas pobliž, da ne bi kradel magije s plesiš, te me bo prižgala žar v oče. Igra sovraštva je za vas, hvala lepa, ne računajte na nas. Še bolj na glas, mi bomo celo noč plesali. Ne bomo šteli ur do zore. Ne skakovali bomo gore. Sprejeli, da smo večni samo in srečni samo, ko objema nas ne bo. Vso noč do jutra smo plesali, ljubili se in se igrali, živeli, ko da jutri nas mogoče več ne bo.
Joker out to a Carpe Diem. That is Slovenia 2023. Ready for Liverpool here on the Eurovision Showcase.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritutiot.
Yes, Gorkovel Svelia. Yes, the first heat of Melody Festivalen took place last night, and two winners were Jon Henry Fagren, Ark North, featuring Adam Woods, and Ton Seculus, who go straight through to the final with Viktor Krohn and Ilov and Benny qualifying to the semi-final in 4 weeks' time. Yes, and it was the first heat that was held in the Scandinavian Arena in Gothenburg, and it's the 27th time Melody Festivalen has visited Gothenburg, mainly in the Scandinavian, where they've been, basically. Right, over in Latvia for Supernova. Yes, on the 4th of February, which was yesterday, the juries and the viewers of Supernova chose 10 finalists to go through to the show that will take the grand final, which will take place next Saturday. And the qualifiers include numerous well-known names among Eurovision fans, including Marcus Riva with Forever. Ah, yes, very excited for that. In particular, because Marcus has tried like 20 times to represent poor little Latvia. Sorry, that sounded a bit condescending. Didn't mean that. Also, the first semi-final of Padanomyžnau, the Lithuanian national final, has taken place, and we have 5 qualifiers to go straight into the grand final. Happy news for that. And Wild Youth have won the chance to represent Ireland at the Eurovision Song Contest with the song We Are One. We'll hear that a little bit later. And Georgia have chosen Uru Chesnovi to represent them at the Eurovision Song Contest in Liverpool after winning The Voice Georgia. The semi-final allocation draw took place as well as the contest handover of the keys. So that was all very good. That took place on Monday night, on the 31st. And you can find a recap on bbc.co.uk/Eurovision.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
Hello, this is Benjamin Ingrosso from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Dance You Off. Enjoy. Just wanna dance you
This is Ieva Zasimauskaitė from Lithuania. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, When We're Old. Enjoy.
These are the reasons I want you to know. Oh, you make this place feel like home. These are the reasons I can't let you go.
Hello, this is Mikolas Josef from Czech Republic. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Again, this is my song, Lie to Me. Hope you enjoyed it.
Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, lean upon my shoulder. Lie to me. Get down on my body, love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew.
So come and give it to me.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Yes, indeed. And 98.9 FM, of course. Right, it's now time to find out who is this year going to be
representing Spain.
Yes. It was a very busy and ambitious and late-night Benidorm Fest for Spain. And they have officially found out and selected their entry for Liverpool. It's the very ethnic song called Air from Bianca Paloma. See what you think of this.
Yeah.
y tú la noche te deja, y tú la noche te deja.
Blanca Paloma there with Air. Yes, that is a very ethnic song, isn't it? Something different from Spain, which is always lovely to hear. I would love a breath of fresh air. Right, now time to play a nostalgic song from the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. And she was on Benidorm Fest as one of the judges.
Spain.
Yes, can you remember what year she was from? No, it was this one.
1989.
Yes, it's Nina with Nekere Parama. This is a lovely, lovely love ballad. You're going to like this one. I adore it. And highly underrated once again. It only came sixth for Spain. Well, I say only. It was a moving performance.
Sigue igual, cierra los ojos, por favor, dame una noche más. Cállate, ámame, dame de plazo hasta la aurora, si no te puedo hacer feliz. La vida para más.
How lovely was that? That's lovely Nina with Nakere Pa Amar from the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest in Lausanne, Switzerland. Yes, it was the year after Celine Dion. And if you have a quick look back on our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase, quite simply, you'll find a video of me outside the Place de Blully. Yes, the arena where the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest took place. And it's right next door to the headquarters of the Olympic authorities. Yeah, I always thought that was quite interesting. Right, it's now time to move on and to hear our final new entry this week for the Eurovision Song Contest of
2023.
Oh, yes. And okay, it's time for
representing Ireland.
Yes, the Irish entry this year was selected on The Late Late Show. And I don't know about The Late Late Show. I really have lost the will to live sometimes. And I've the majority of the songs, I'm afraid to say, except for the actual winner and the second place, Connolly, they weren't performed very well at all, and the audio inside the RTE studios was dreadful, and it was either the production wasn't great or the vocals or the singers weren't great. It just, you look at the Irish national final and then you look at the Norwegian national final, just a day apart from one another, and it's like night and day. Bizarre, 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 bizarre. But Ireland ended up picking one of their most popular and most successful bands in recent years called Wild Youth. Now, we haven't really heard them here in the United Kingdom, not that that's necessarily a bad thing, they've been quite successful, and they've been supporting acts for huge artists like Codaline, I remember. I think Lewis Capaldi as well. So they've been around greatness when it comes to the music industry. And I think this song is wonderful, my personal opinion. What do you think? Let us know. You can let us know on our social media channels and via our website, escshowcase.com. But now, this is the song which my dad thinks is going to wipe the competition completely at the Eurovision Song Contest. So we'll see what happens. Here is Wild Youth with We Are One, Ireland 2023.
We take our first breath and then we exhale. Then we give it all we got until we fail. We get back up again. We take a look around. Oh, life can be a long road, but at least we're not alone.
The 2023 Eurovision Song Contest is coming to Liverpool this coming May, and the Eurovision Showcase is going to keep you updated with the latest news and national finals results, music and ticket information. Join Eurovision superfan Kieran Arithotiat. For more information, head to www.escshowcase.com.
Ireland.
1968.
Out walking, I saw your face in the midst of a crowd. Here I thought is the chance of a lifetime. I thought you'd step from a cloud. Think of that wonderful meeting. Oh, the sun shone down on us from above. Why should I be out walking that day and get the chance of a lifetime of love? Show me the way you are feeling. Always tell me just what I should know. Oh, a guiding hand must have brought us together, but now that seems so long ago. You are the one I have dreamed of. Oh, I never thought my dreams would come true. All I want is the chance of a lifetime, the chance of a lifetime with you. Show me the way you are feeling. Always tell me just what I should know. Oh, a guiding hand must have brought us together, but now that seems so long ago. My dreams would come true. All I want is the chance of a lifetime, the chance of a lifetime with you. All I want is the chance of a lifetime, the chance of a lifetime with you.
There we go. Ireland 1968, right here on the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, that was Pat McGeehan with The Chance of a Lifetime, coming fourth for Ireland in the Royal Albert Hall of the 1968 Eurovision Song Contest, hosted by Katie Boyle, of course. Eventually won by Spain, La 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 from Maciel, which is 1 point over the United Kingdom's Cliff Richard. And congratulations. Oh, yes. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Now, sadly, this song came third last with only 6 points at the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest in Birmingham. Yes, in the National Indoor Arena. God rest her soul. This is the wonderful Elena Olinescu. Milena Olinescu with Eu Cred. This is Romania 1998. One of the most beautiful, beautiful live performances. With the orchestra as well, it's just absolutely stunning. Milena Olinescu.
Amintirea că ai fost
Romania 1998, right here on the Eurovision Showcase. That's the beautiful Marlena Oliniescu with Yo Cred. Oh, that so deserved more than it did. It only got 6 points, and that was from Israel. That was it. Right, now, it's time to play out for this episode of the Eurovision Showcase. Oh, yes, with this.
The best of the rest.
The best of the rest. It's time to find a couple of awesome tunes from the national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Well, sadly, it's just the one this week. So thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Aritossiot, for this week's Eurovision Showcase. Thank you very much. If you want to find out more about the show, then head over to our website, eseshowcase.com. You will find a link to a calendar where all the Eurovision, basically the streams, all of the videos, all of the information about the Eurovision Song Contest this year and how to watch the national finals, etc. They're all there for EurovisionWorld.com. Right, let's play this week's Best of the Rest. And I'll say our goodbyes. It is a live version from Melodifestivalen. Yes, the Swedish national final of 2003. It was Jill Johnson, Crazy in Love. But here is a jazz version. A jazz version of Crazy in Love. And I'll see you next week. Tack så mycket.
When I talk, you like to listen. I really love your kiss. And baby, you're a woman of a kind. And baby, did I mention all of the attention? You give me makes me feel so fine. All my body's shaking when I think of the things that you do. Yeah. When you're crazy in love. When you're crazy in love. When you're crazy in love. There is no top speed limit. It's maximum in every minute of love. When you're crazy in love. When you're crazy in love. Your love, your heart's on fire. Nothing else can take you higher than love. When you're crazy in love. Oh yeah. And my head up on your shoulder, baby. When you hold her, the girl's shaking like a leaf. Way down to my knees. All my body's shaking. Oh, when I think of the things that you do. Oh, when you're crazy in love. When you're crazy in love. When you're crazy in love. Your love, your heart's on fire. Nothing else can take you higher than love. When you're crazy.
See you next week. Bye.